Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Doris Emick in loving memory of Ron. The Gospel reading for the 12th Sunday after Trinity is from Mark chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear, and the mute speak. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by your gift alone your faithful people render true and laudable service. Help us steadfastly to live in this life according to your promises and finally attain your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like us to think about this text, firstly, by looking at some of its context. So, I know, perhaps the place names don't seem that important or that interesting to us most of the time. Maybe when we're reading along in the Bible, we just pass over these details as if they're insignificant and unimportant. Right? Maybe you did that when I was reading it today. You heard the first verse. It says, Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. Okay, so I say those things and the place names because you maybe aren't too familiar with your ancient geography makes it a little bit confusing, but this is important. He's returning to the region of the Decapolis. This is important because the last time he was in the region of the Decapolis, he was there and he met a man who had been infested with a legion of demons. You remember this guy, right? He's naked and he's broken his chains off of him. People try to chain him up and they just can't do it. The guy's filled with a legion of demons. And when Jesus meets the man, he sends the demons out of him and they go into a herd of pigs. And then the pigs plunge headlong into the sea. And then all of the pig farmers from the area, they request that Jesus leave because they're upset that Jesus is drowning all their pigs, okay? All right, so Jesus leaves, but before he leaves, the man who had all of the demons taken out of him, that man wants to go with Jesus, but Jesus says, no, you stay here. That man stayed there, and he preached of Jesus to the people in that region. And so now when Jesus comes back to the region of the Decapolis, what does he find? He doesn't find people who are chasing him out, who want him to go away, but instead the people are coming and they're bringing the sick to him. And in this instance, right? They brought a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they're begging Jesus to heal the man. So first off, I want us to see that the work of that man who had been demon-possessed, who was healed by Jesus, who had been saved by Jesus, who was no longer filled with an unclean spirit but with a Holy Spirit, that man went out and preached, and that preaching bore great fruit. Even so, today, right, you are those people who have been made clean by Jesus. In your baptisms, the unclean spirit was cast out of you, and the Holy Spirit entered into you, so that you would proclaim the name of Jesus around you. Or let's say you're one of those people who maybe you had a rough start in life, right? Like the demon-possessed man. You have a rough start in life, and maybe you don't quite look like what you would expect a typical Christian to look like. You look a little rough around the edges still. I'm sure that demon-possessed man looked a little or a lot rough around the edges. And yet he went out and he preached the name of Jesus, and it bore good fruit. And now here in our story today, a man who is deaf and has a speech impediment is brought to Jesus. He's deaf and he has a speech impediment. Those two things, they typically go together, right? If you're deaf, it is very difficult for you to be able to communicate, very difficult for you to be able to speak if you can't hear yourself talking. This man who is deaf, who cannot hear, is brought to Jesus, a man who has not really been able to hear that good news, that gospel, that Jesus, the Son of God, has come to save sinners. He's not been able to hear this yet. And so the crowd wants this man to hear it. And so they bring him to Jesus so that Jesus would open his ears. And now Jesus does this a little bit differently. Jesus heals differently at all sorts of different times. This is one of those instances that's perhaps one of the most strange. Jesus takes the man aside from the crowd privately. And then he puts his fingers in his ears. And then he spits and he touches the man's tongue. That is a very strange thing. I don't have to explain why that's strange to you. It's just weird. We don't normally touch other people, especially we don't stick our fingers in their ears or their mouth. That is an unusual thing. Jesus performs this ritual, this somewhat strange-looking ritual. And then he looks up to heaven, he sighs, and then he says a word. Ephphatha. We get the actual words, the sounds, the vocables that Jesus spoke. Ephphatha. It means be opened. And indeed, the man's ears were opened. His tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. This man could now hear. He could now hear the gospel. And Jesus does these, perhaps this strange ritual, in order to communicate with the man, kind of like sign language, a type of sign language by which he explains he's going to open his ears, he's going to open his tongue. And indeed, he did that. But you notice Jesus also speaks. Even though this man can't hear him yet, Jesus speaks. Because it is by the power of his word that he heals people. By the power of the word that the demon-possessed man who was healed, by the power of that man's words, many people believed. By the power of Jesus' words here, this man is healed. This man receives more than just the healing of his ears and his tongue, but he receives everlasting life. This man is changed. He speaks plainly. He can speak correctly. But then we have Another strange thing, and Jesus does this throughout his ministry at times, he charges them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. Jesus tells them not to tell anybody else what has just happened. Why? Well, there's a few different ideas as to why he may be doing this. I think the plainest answer, however, is because the work and the ministry of Jesus is not just to heal some random people's ears and tongues and perform other physical healings of the body. Jesus came because he desires to save sinners from their sins. Right? This is John 3:16. God loves the world. How? By sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die upon the cross so that whoever believes in him doesn't go to hell, but has life everlasting in paradise with Jesus. That's why Jesus came. Not just to heal the body. And so, up until the time where Jesus accomplishes his mission of being crucified and raised, he tells people to be quiet because he doesn't want them just to come in order to receive temporary healing, but he wants to direct them to his greater work, the greatest work of saving them through his sacrificial death and resurrection. That's the main thing that he wants them to know. And so all of the miracles that Jesus is performing is preparing the people then and us still today to receive Jesus aright and to realize that Jesus has come to heal our ears, our tongues, for the sake of eternal salvation. Your ears have been opened. Even if you were not ever deaf in your life, or even if now you are hard of hearing and you have to use hearing aids, even if they might say that you're deaf today, even if they say that you can't physically speak or communicate very well, you're tongue-tied often, the Lord has still opened your ears, the ears of your heart. Especially, he has opened the ears of your heart to hear his word and to believe in him, to have faith in him, and to have salvation. He's opened your mouth so that your tongue may speak plainly. Or in other words, that your tongue may speak orthodoxly, that it may speak truly. Correctly, rightly, that it may speak the word of God. Your tongue has been opened so that having heard the word of God, you may speak it to others, so that you may speak it to yourself, so that you may confess, along with all the Christian church, the words of the creeds, and that by confessing, you may have life, and that others may have life through the same hearing and proclamation of the word. This is given to all Christians. All Christians are given to hear the word of God and to speak this word with one another. He told them to tell no one, but to you, he opens your lips and he charges you to speak and to speak aright. Them, these people, they can't keep their mouths shut. They don't obey Jesus' commandment. We're not terribly different. We also usually don't obey Jesus' commandment because Jesus told them, be quiet. He tells us to speak, and they spoke, and we are quiet. How silly, right? How silly. Instead, we should zealously proclaim the works of Jesus because he has, in fact, done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. And so let our lips be opened to praise the Lord for all that he has done for us. Praise the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-3800. 2180. God bless you.